From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Late yesterday afternoon, Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle, the 1000 block of Eel River Drive in Fortuna. They learned that the owner of the vehicle, 43-year-old James Christian Bauer, was distributing narcotics throughout the county. They also secured a bench warrant for a search of his residence located on the 500 block of Herrick Avenue. During the stop, Bauer was detained without incident. They searched his vehicle, found an ounce of suspected methamphetamine. Bauer placed under arrest. They then served the search warrant at his residence and found 1.5 pounds of suspected meth, along with 3 unregistered firearms, digital scales, packaging materials. He's now being held in custody until he can provide proof of legitimate bail funds. Drug bust of a different kind. Also yesterday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a couple of search warrants to investigate illegal cannabis cultivation in the High and Palm area. California Department of Fish and Wildlife also helped out. 2 parcels were investigated. The parcels did not possess the required county permits or state licenses to grow. During the service, they eradicated about 8,200 growing marijuana plants. Deputies located and seized a handgun with an altered serial number, too. There were no arrests in that incident. A former Humboldt State University basketball player charged with burglary has a July 31st court date. Cy Vandermeer, charged with receiving stolen property related to a burglary at a McKinleyville home back in late December. He had pleaded not guilty in April. He also underwent substance abuse recovery. The Redwood Times reporting, Vandermeer is accused of breaking into the home of Michaela Baxter on December 29th. Sheriff's deputies acting on surveillance footage and information from the victim who knows Vandermeer were able to track him down and place him under arrest. The city of Eureka is announcing the first annexation of land into the city limits since the 1980s. The property annexed includes the California Redwood Company property, also known as Brainerd, as well as the adjacent railroad right-of-way and a portion of Highway 101 South. The property is the industrial site on the opposite side of 101 from Mid-City Motor World. Since the late 90s, one of the city's goals has been to identify turnkey industrial sites and to stimulate the creation of new industrial and manufacturing jobs. The Brainerd annexation area is zoned general industrial. It's larger than any industrially zoned area in the city and has the potential to be developed with a number of industrial and manufacturing uses. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.